It's early evening, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Gus Jansen, the man responsible for Sue Barclay's disappearance, drives to the nightclub headquarters of the Auto Theft Syndicate. More of Gus and of Kate Beekman and Tony in a few moments. First.
Harry, there's a parking space in front of the Jacobson's apartment.
Oh, yes, but we're not going to park. Della, take the car, go to the corner, phone Mr. Wallace, make certain he can get that briefcase out of the vault in time.
Right. Can I use Jake's phone?
Well, no, Jake doesn't expect this tonight. There may be other people in the apartment. Now, phone Mr. Wallace, then phone Paul Drake.
Yeah.
Make certain that he has got the car with the special taillights. Tell Wallace to have the briefcase delivered to Mrs. Barclay. Tell Paul Drake to have the special car parked across the street and half a block down from Mrs. Barclay's house. You got all that?
You bet.
Okay, now I'll speak to Jake. I'll meet you in 5 minutes, Della.
Okay.
Mr. Mason.
Oh, you by yourself, Jake?
Well, Helen's in the bedroom with Jimmy, but there's nobody else.
Oh, good. No, no, no. Don't call Helen. There isn't time.
Huh?
Look, we're going ahead tonight. And minutes count. Suzanne Barclay's life is in danger every minute Gus is free to walk around.
Yeah, but we got angles to figure, Mr. Mason.
They're figured. Is your editor all set?
Well, that's what I mean. You want the accident covered in out-of-town papers.
Yes, it has to be.
Which means the wire services will have to pick it up.
Well, they will.
Mr. Mason, I'm a newspaper man. Yes, Mrs. Barclay's a prominent, wealthy woman. And sure, the out-of-town papers will carry the item if she's supposedly killed in an accident.
Jake.
Now, wait a minute. I know about this stuff. They'll carry the item. But on page 10. Suzanne Barclay may never see the story unless it's on page 1.
It'll be on page 1. Tell me, is money news?
Money? Sometimes.
When Mrs. Barclay's automobile goes over that cliff tonight, the ambulance drivers are going to find something else besides Mrs. Barclay's body. They're going to find a satchel containing $75,000.
$75,000.
Also in the satchel will be a note. The note will imply Mrs. Barclay was on her way to meet certain persons who promised to give her information in regard to Suzanne in exchange for $75,000.
Oh.
Will that make page 1? When you break the story of Suzanne's mysterious disappearance?
It'll make it. It's got a twist, Mr. Mason. Suzanne will think her mother was killed while trying to locate her.
Oh, it's rough on the girl, but we have to make her come forward before Gus reaches her, or before he gets suspicious. Now, Paul Drake will have a man on the scene of the supposed accident.
Well, what's he supposed to be doing on the scene of the supposed accident?
Well, I don't know. Bird watching.
At night?
Oh, he's crazy about owls. He's an owl watcher. Forget this, Jake. We can't seal up all the loopholes. We have kept secrecy as long as we have, only because we've been lucky. Now we're going to depend on speed and surprise.
Okay, Mr. Mason, outline it for me.
All right. Now, I have a map here.
Let me see.
Now, it'll happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Barclay will turn off State Road 73 here and take this county road.
Mm-hmm.
And that runs through a patch of woods.
Yeah.
In the woods, she'll stop her car and the stunt driver will take over.
Meanwhile, August Jansen enters the nightclub, makes his way to Tony Fasina's dressing room.
Hello, Gus.
Tony.
Kate's behind the screen.
What?
Kate Beekman's changing her dress behind the screen.
Who is it, Tony?
A friend of yours, honey.
Who?
Oh, I've been looking for you, Kate.
Gus! I've been working in the kitchen and I changed my dress. Were you looking for me, August?
Mm-hmm.
In which case, I'll leave you two alone.
Where are you going, Tony?
Well, if you really want to know, I'm going to see if the dance team is ready to use their new number. I'll be seeing you, lovely.
Oh, wait a minute. I was going to ask Kate to have supper with me.
Well, I couldn't be happier.
You're an amusing girl, Tony, but let me explain, will you? I also want to tell you about a new act I'm going to book next week. Oh, Kate, do you mind checking with the dance team for Tony? While you're doing that, I'll tell Tony about the new act, and you and I'll have supper, okay?
Well, if it's all right with Tony.
Oh, of course it is. Isn't it, Tony?
Oh, sure.
Oh, and hurry, Kate. I'm hungry as a bear.
What's the matter? Didn't you talk to Gordy?
I talked to him. Now you're going to talk to him.
Why?
Because Gordy won't talk to me. But he'll talk to you, Tony. Gordy's a little guy who's got to talk.
You just said...
Not to me. But he'll talk to you. You can twist him around your little finger. Yes, you can, because I'm going to tell you how to do it.
You'll do it,
Tony. Now listen to me. Gordy's got something on me.
What?
I don't know. That's what you're going to find out.
No.
I didn't hear you, Tony. I thought you said no, but of course you didn't.
Gus, please.
You didn't say no. You didn't say anything. Now, you let me explain. I had Gordy where I wanted him, until tonight. He was beat down to his knees until tonight. He's not beat anymore. He feels 10 feet tall, and only one thing could make the change. He's got something.
I told you.
I thought it was a little something, too. Yes. Till I saw the change in him. I've got to know what he knows. So talk to him. You know how to handle it.
Gus.
Were you about to say no? Don't say it.
Do you want me to handle a real double cross?
No, Tony.
I know you, Gus. Once you handle whatever it is, you'll go after Gordy.
I wouldn't hurt a hair of his head.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Who do you think you're talking to?
Gus,
now
don't.
Listen.
Don't. Please.
You'll do it because I tell you. You're scared of me. That's the only reason you're scared of me. I'll fix you good. Now look at me.
Don't.
I'll fix you forever if you don't. Oh, Kate. Well, that didn't take long.
They're going to use the new routines, Tony.
Well, Tony, didn't you hear Kate?
Don't you feel well, Tony?
Yeah, I feel okay. I've got a headache.
Well, come have coffee with Kate and me.
No, thanks.
As you wish. Really, Kate?
Mm-hmm. Do you need me any more, Tony?
I'm sure she doesn't. Oh, Tony, we haven't decided about the new act. Do you agree with me?
Well, I don't know.
No? I thought it was plain and clear. It's a very interesting act, Kate. It's got an interesting history.
Oh?
Yes, I happened to see it first in France. It was 3 years ago. I was telling Tony, it's got an interesting and a tragic history. A team of adagio dancers. Be sure to study their technique, Kate. They're very good.
All right. But you said a tragic history.
Oh, yes, yes. This isn't the original team. The woman is new. The woman in the original act was a talented girl, but she was foolish. I won't bore you by repeating this, will I, Tony?
No.
Well, as I was saying, she was a foolish girl. She was in a position to help a friend of hers. Her friend asked her to do him the favor, but she refused.
What happened?
Well, I say the girl was foolish because she became friendly with this man. He was an evil fellow. When she refused to do him the favor, he became angry. There are evil men in this world, Kate. Men without conscience. Men who kill without remorse. Even with pleasure.
Did he kill her?
Why, no. As a matter of fact, no one could prove he did anything at all to her. But someone did. One dark night, as she was leaving the theater, someone, no one can say for certain who, someone threw acid in her face.
Oh.
Poor girl was horribly disfigured. Naturally, she doesn't dance anymore. In fact, she doesn't let anyone see her. Now, that's enough talk of tragedy. Let's talk of gay and happy things, shall we, Kate? What about a steak, my dear? Huh? Oh, any questions, Tony?
No.
Then you'll go ahead with the new act?
Yes, Gus.
Good. Well, we'll see you later, Tony.
Tony understands August Jansen's veiled threat. She knows Gus is threatening her if she doesn't twist Gordy around her finger. We'll learn what happens tomorrow, so by all means, join us, won't you?